when we get to serious stuff, we got a go-to guy. And that go-to guy joins us on the fan hotline right now. He is the former first baseman, former designated hitter for your Cleveland Indians. He's Mr. Travis Hafner, the finest little league coach in the entire state of Florida. Hello, Travis.
What's happening, Travis?
Man, what an introduction. That was fantastic. How are you guys?
I thought you might like that one.
Well, heck, you got a whole section named after you. May as well have a good introduction going.
We're a little surprised. You know why? Because we're sitting here on September 30th, and we're talking about a playoff series for your former team that was 15 and a half games out earlier this season. Travis, this is nuts.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I'm sure you've all seen it was like less than a 1% chance, I think, to win the division. So just a credit to them for not giving up and showing up every day, playing hard. And it's been pretty incredible to watch, and we got some good momentum heading into the postseason. So I'm excited to see how this week plays out.
So take us into the locker room. Do you feel a difference from a regular season run-of-the-mill playoff game to then game one in the playoffs? What does that feel like? Is there any difference whatsoever?
I mean, I think you just feel the weight of it. Like, you kind of know what's at stake, and the playoffs get started. You know, it's just more intense. Every pitch is intense, and, you know, it's just something really exciting to be a part of, and the fans are really into it, so it's an incredible experience.
Is it tougher to hit in the postseason, Travis? And what changes particularly, if anything, for a guy who steps into the batter's box?
Well, you're typically facing the best pitchers on the best teams. So you're not really facing four and five starters. You're not really facing the middle relievers anymore. So you're kind of facing, like, mainly the best pitchers. And, you know, the scouting gets pretty intense, so they're going to lock in pretty good. And, there's no secrets at this point, especially facing someone, you know, six times over the last 2 weeks.
Travis Hafner joining us, former Indians first baseman designated hitter on the fan hotline. So the style that this team plays, how much like...
What is that style, Dan?
Oh, that's guards ball, Jeff. That's what they call it. The key of it being the ball is not allowed to leave the park at any given point and, you know, maybe not even leave the pitcher's mound and you could somehow score three runs.
Which exactly.
Is unbelievable. A style, Travis, you would have been outstanding at. What is that like when you face a team like the Cleveland Guardians who are just going to come up there and just be scrappy and do all of the little things well? How much of a pain is it to face that?
They put a lot of pressure on the defense. You know, if they put the ball in play, they run the bases hard, they can steal bases, they can put bunts down. There's just a lot of different ways that they can beat you. And then, you know, you got your big boppers in the middle of the order. So it puts a lot of pressure on the defense. It puts a lot of pressure on the pitching staff. And, it's not easy to defend.
Travis, this one's made me chuckle. And I say that with pride because it's made me chuckle because they're still in the postseason. Of the 15 position players on the postseason roster right now for this series against Detroit, 9 of them spent time in the minors this year, 9 of the 15. And of the outfielders, there are 7 guys. 6 of them spent time in the minors this year, and none of them on rehab assignments. They were all in the minors. How has that worked? Because, you know, obviously they've brought guys up and immediately had them play and work and be able to contribute. How do you do that?
Yeah, I think it's a credit to the organization overall, just, you know, consistent coaching up and down the minor league system. So they do a great job of developing players. And then when they do get here, they can just kind of hop right into a big league lineup and have success. So a lot goes into that. You know, it's the scouting, it's the coaching, and then the players themselves just, you know, for continuing to get better and giving themselves to be options to play on the big league roster.
Were you ever in a platoon, Travis? I can't remember.
A platoon?
Yeah, at any of your stops where you were, you know, the preferred against a righty?
Yeah, especially towards the end of my career, I would mostly hit against righties and then would have someone else hit against lefties. And then late in games, it would, you know, be an option as well. But mostly towards the end of my career, I would hit against righties.
What's that like to have to come off the bench and, like, go in and be in that role where you're not getting at-bats every single day, especially for you when you got at-bats every single day for a good portion of your career?
Yeah, well, you got to do things that, you know, to stay sharp, whether it's watching bullpens, extra swings in the cage, and just kind of like, you know, finding ways to be sharp. And I always kind of enjoyed pinch hitting, just kind of the excitement of it where you come off the bench and it's usually in a big spot. So I've always enjoyed that.
Made you think you were Roy Hobbs, didn't it?
It did. That's a good way to put it. Yeah. I'd be in the on deck circle just thinking about, like, okay, Roy Hobbs, channel my inner Roy Hobbs right here.
Sit there with Wonder Bat.
Travis Hafner joining us, synonymous with Roy Hobbs. The thing forget all the offensive stuff. The offense hasn't been good, and yet they've been able to win games. I've loved watching this rotation, Travis, as the season went on, because, you know, at the beginning of the year, you thought, okay, the organization's great with pitching, but this crew, they're not a whole lot of guys that you think, yep, they're locked in. And yet here at the end of the year, you ended up and you even lost Luis Ortiz. You had seven starters, you know, so how did that happen? And what does this organization do with pitching that makes it so successful?
Yeah, I mean, they made quite a few moves this offseason. I think they really wanted to address their starting pitching depth. And a lot of these guys really developed as the season went on. And now you look up and there are, you know, six or seven pretty good options. So it'll be interesting to see how they deploy them and, you know, how long the starters go and, you know, if they piggyback other starters in and, you know, just how they manage that. So it'll be kind of fascinating to watch that.
If you're Stephen Vogt, and especially you got a guy like Chase DeLauder who has not played in a major league game and is now on the playoff roster, what are you doing to help that guy out?
How about that?
Well, I mean, I think you just try to make him as comfortable as possible. You know, not to put any more pressure, but that's I would assume that's a pretty tough spot making your big league debut in the postseason. But, you know, at the same time, obviously they feel mentally he's strong enough to do that and he can go out there and perform at a high level.
I don't know a better way to word this, Travis, so I'm just going to come out and say it. Is young and dumb beneficial in the playoffs?
It is. I remember one year that the Marlins won the World Series and they had like Josh Beckett and AJ Burnett. And they were extremely young, and they I think that was even their motto. Like, we're too young and dumb to even know what's going on. So that thing, that's the case here is we did get some, you know, some of the guys got some good playoff experience last year, but, you know, these guys are just going to be excited. They got nothing to lose, and they're going to go out there and give it their all.
You know, we hear a lot of stuff about the Indians, Guardians ownership, and, you know, and you played for this crew. We also know the front office is really, really good. What type of a reputation does the organization have when you played among major league players and now from what you hear from guys when you talk about what's going on here in Cleveland?
Yeah, I think they're very sharp. Obviously, they do a really good job in the front office, and you do see a lot of guys who have been around our front office get jobs elsewhere. So that's a really good sign that they're well-respected around the game. Same thing with coaches. Like, a lot of our coaches will go other places. And, you know, I think we have a reputation, obviously, on the pitching side being extremely good, one of the best in the big leagues at developing pitching. And just player development overall is really good. So I think overall they're just very well-respected in the game and, you know, able to, you know, be very productive and win a lot of games on, you know, not necessarily the highest budget out there.
Travis Hafner joining us, former Indians first baseman, designated hitter on the Fan Hotline. The other side of this that we haven't exactly focused in on, the starting pitching has been unbelievable. The hitting has happened. Is the bullpen side of things.
The hitting has happened.
I mean, do you have a better way to put it?
No, I don't, actually. It's,
happened.
Like, it's there, yeah.
Yeah, it happens. The bullpen side of things, Travis, how much of a pain is it to deal with a team that has a bullpen quite like the Guardians, where there's 4 to 5 different guys that can come in and all of them can get you out in so many different ways?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of preparation on the hitters' parts and just kind of knowing, like, what all they throw, what patterns they get into, so that you can go up there and be very well prepared. And but yeah, with a bullpen as good as Cleveland's, like, it puts more of an emphasis on trying to find ways to score early, whether that's, you know, maybe you're bunting or trying to move guys over earlier in the game than before. But it'll also be interesting too, since these are 1 o'clock games, the shadows start coming in maybe around 3:30, depending on the weather. So that's even more of an emphasis to score early.
Before we ask you any other Guardians questions, how was manager Travis Hafner this year on the Florida Little League circuit?
Great. In my opinion, probably the best one out there. Now,
non-biased.
You know what? My new gig is the assistant coach role. That's even better because I don't have to show up. I don't have to show up an hour before the games and throw all the BP. Like, I can kind of come and go as I please. So
that's fantastic.
The assistant coach is where it's at.
Were you at first base? Were you coaching first?
No, it's good. Like, we have, the head coach coaches third, and then another coach coaches first. So I can just sit in the dugout and tell jokes and talk hitting. So it's perfect.
You're built for this. This is outstanding. This is the right role.
How old are the boys now?
My oldest is 15. The Trip is 13, and Knox is 10.
That's unbelievable.
It's crazy. Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
So you're talking lunch?
You know what? You know what? Their school gets out at like 3:05, so they're like, "Dad, you got to sign us out so we can watch the game." I was like, I don't think I can sign you out to watch the baseball game, but they're adamant that I need to go sign them out. So hopefully my wife isn't listening to this, and maybe I'll do it. At least game two, maybe.
You only have a half an hour, so we'll hang up with you here in a minute. I have a very vital question I have to ask.
I mean, of course, you just say, hey, they were coughing this morning. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I don't want to spread anything.
How many fantasy football leagues are you in?
6.
Holy mackerel! How do you keep it straight? Like, this must be the biggest bunch of self-loathing and victories going on at any time.
So I just kind of watch Sundays. I don't necessarily, like, I have, like, a couple of my teams that I root for more than others. I guess it depends on, like, what your entry fee is. But I don't really, because, a lot of times it's like, I need this guy to get 12 points, but he can't get 16 because then I'll lose this other league. So I don't really get into that too much. I just kind of watch the games for the most part. And then playoff time, it gets serious.
Do you still have the league with all the former teammates?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Are you dominating?
I'm 1-3 currently.
Oh, no. Is Frank Herman on top?
Me and Frank Herman are both sitting 1-3 and tied for last place.
Oh, no.
It kind of shows you just the pure luck involved. When the two best players are in last place, sometimes it just happens.
You calling team meetings? We talking about firing coaches? What's happening here? Benching quarterbacks?
That's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some benching. There's been some guys released, bringing in some new talent off free agency. So yeah, like, I don't sit around idle and let it happen.
No, something's got to change in those situations.
I'm really disappointed now, because the gentleman who provided us fantasy football advice on the Fan Browns pregame show years ago, Travis Hafner and Frank Herman, are 1-3. Good Lord, man. We only knew.
The other 5 leagues are going much better. You just happened to pick the worst one.
Well, we're very happy for you. Hey, buddy, go get the kids out of school. It's playoff time. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly.
Get on it.
Absolutely, doctors, dentist appointments, whatever you got to lie to do it.
Thanks for your time, bud.
All right. Thanks for having me.